Okay to Exist, written by Ivic and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fandom fic rated for general audiences. Summary: Bucky's having a hard time with personhood, and Clint helps bring him back to himself. It stared blankly ahead, ostensibly watching the drama playing out on the giant screen, but it hasn't taken any of it in. It didn't move. Not so much as a flick of an eye, even as another body collapsed on the couch, almost on top of it. If someone was paying close attention, they might have noticed that its breathing became shallower, its rigid body doing its best to mute all movement, to blend into its surroundings, to become invisible. It couldn't call attention to it. Attention meant punishment, meant pain. With so many other bodies in the room, its best bet was to act as if it were part of the scenery. The body that had settled next to it leaned in, a firm line of warmth along its side. Warm, moist air brushed its neck, and its eyes slid closed against its will. They didn't like when it hid, but it couldn't find the ability to open its eyes, to watch what was coming. It tried to ignore the uncomfortable sensations roiling in its core. It wasn't allowed to feel things. It had been noticed, and now it must stay blank, so they wouldn't know it had failed the directive, wouldn't see the panic or terror it wasn't allowed to have. It was supposed to be grateful for anything they deigned to give it. "You're allowed to exist." The words, barely above a whisper, crashed into its ear. "You get to be here, to take up space." For a moment, it felt like it was short-circuiting, the world around him slamming back into place. The action movie was suddenly gratingly loud, lights flashing across his eyelids until he cautiously raised them. The tower. He was in Avengers Tower, and half the team was sprawled out on the collection of seating in the sunken living room, watching whatever movie was playing. No one else was paying any attention to him. His body ached with the tension it had been holding, and he forced himself to take a deep breath and relax the muscles. He was at the tower. He was safe. He was allowed to make noise and move around and just be. They weren't there to make him regret existing, to beat him senseless, or worse, when they remembered he was there to be their plaything. None of that showed on his face, but the man next to him seemed to know his words had had their intended effect regardless, and shifted slightly on the couch, just enough that he could no longer feel Clint's body heat. Bucky closed his eyes again, breathing deeply, searching for an even keel as he came back to himself. Another inhale brought the smell of popcorn as a bowl rattled in front of his face. Bucky opened his eyes again to see Clint giving him one of his crooked smiles while he lowered the bowl so that it bridged the tiny gap between their thighs. A smile bloomed on Clint's face as Bucky reached for a large handful to shove in his mouth, kernels scattering over his lap as some spilled from his hand. He was making a mess, but that was okay. He was okay to be there, okay to exist, okay to take up space. The end. There's so much craziness surrounding me. There's so much going on. It gets hard to breathe when all my faith has gone. You bring it back to me.